What do you say? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Hello, and thanks for choosing to listen to the sermon from Pastor Keith Fry and Evanston's Emmanuel Lutheran Church. This sermon is from Sunday, October 13th, 2019. Emmanuel Lutheran Church is a Reconciling in Christ congregation. We welcome people of every age and size, color and culture, every sexual orientation and gender identity, socioeconomic status, every ability and challenge. We welcome believers and questioners and questioning believers. Come join us Sundays at 10:30 at the corner of Sherman and Lake in downtown Evanston. And now, here's this week's sermon from Pastor Keith Fry.
And grace to you, and peace, from God, the giver of every good gift, and from Jesus Christ, who is our wholeness. Amen. Do you remember when you learned to say thank you? I don't. But I know that it must have come pretty early, because I can hear in my mind to this day the echo of my mother's voice. Say thank you, or that question that was not really a question. What do you say? Your mother too? I don't know how early she started saying that to me, but knowing my mother, it was probably as soon as I began reaching out my hand to take things that were being offered to me. I was the fourth child, so I'm guessing that by that point she had said this thousands of times. It must have been a slow lesson for me to learn, though, because she was still saying it to me when I was an adult. And I've heard her saying it to me even in past days in my mind's ear as I look at the stack of thank you notes on the kitchen table, still unwritten in these months following her funeral. Showing gratitude mattered to her. And she would be horrified that I have not yet sent notes to thank people for their kindness. I think most of us had parents who tried to teach us to be mindful of gifts and to be mindful of thankfulness, and who sought to instill in us that need to stop and acknowledge with gratitude the giver of a gift. It's a good thing to do, and it can set a pattern for our lives. Expressing gratitude is good both for the giver and for the recipient. But some of us are sloppier about it than others. I've been trying lately to cultivate a habit of more explicit gratitude. And when it happens, it's terrific. I can feel the benefits for myself spiritually and relationally. It does me good, and it does the giver good. It binds us together more closely. But it is easy to get sloppy with it, isn't it? It's easy to take gifts for granted. And there's another pitfall as well. We can easily fall into an understanding that we say thank you simply to ensure that the giver will be inclined to give to us again in the future. Thank you as transaction, or as buttering up. I once heard a grandmother say to her small grandchildren, "If you don't say thank you to me, Grandma isn't going to give you presents anymore." Thank you, though, should always be a heartfelt response to a gift and not a means of obtaining another gift, or the very notion of gift is undermined. Today's gospel lesson is sometimes read along those same lines. Some folks see in it a simple lesson in good manners, kind of like Jesus as the mother teaching us to say thank you. And if we read the story that way, then we come away with a message that God demands to be thanked for doing nice things for us. And the reasoning goes, if we don't thank God, then we're ungrateful children and God won't do anything nice for us anymore. And so we can begin to think that getting God to do nice things for us is a simple matter of saying thank you to God, saying thanks to butter God up. And we can think that if we butter God up enough, then God is going to owe us big time and we'll have to do what we ask. We can all be pretty manipulative when it comes to God. Many of us have this notion of God as, you know, big parent in the sky who likes to be fawned over and who wants to hear just the right words or we won't get anything, and who demands praise to satisfy an immense ego. But I want you to notice something very important in this gospel story. All 10 of the lepers are cured of their ailment, not just the one who says thank you to Jesus. Jesus tells all 10 of them to do what the law commanded for someone who's been healed of leprosy. Go show yourselves to the priest to prove that you have been healed. And all 10 of them, in walking away, even the ungrateful ones, were healed nonetheless. So their healing is not dependent upon them saying thank you, because all 10 ask for mercy and healing, and all 10 receive it equally. And all 10 do exactly as Jesus commands them to do. Though in fact, if you look at the story very closely, the leper who turned back was the one who did not do what Jesus commanded him to do. But we can talk about that another day. Presumably, Jesus did not rescind the healing of the other 9 when, in disappointment, he sees that none have come back except the one. So clearly, God's blessing is not dependent on them saying or doing the right thing. There's no transaction required. God heals and blesses anyway, because that is simply who God is. God loves to set people free. God loves to give. So what is Jesus trying to teach here? Is he just like my mother saying, now what do you say? I don't think so. Look closely at what this one leper does. First, he stops. And he suddenly notices what God has done for him. And when he realizes what God has done for him, then he stops dead in his tracks. He turns back around and he looks at Jesus, the source of his healing. And then he starts to run toward him. And then he begins praising and thanking God with a loud voice and starts talking loudly, telling God's goodness to other people. He's not just telling God how good God is. He's telling people. And then he heads back to Jesus and he throws himself down on the ground saying, thank you, thank you, thank you. His gratitude is a result of what God has done and not the cause. We praise God not to persuade God to be gracious. We praise God because God is gracious, and we have suddenly come to recognize that. We praise God because we're in relationship. And we're thankful for God's presence and faithfulness to us. The same lesson is shown in that story about General Naaman, who, in spite of being the leader of the armies from Syria that have subjugated Israel, he comes to God's prophet Elisha in Israel for healing. And in spite of not knowing anything about Israel's God or believing in Israel's God, and in spite of being scornfully reluctant to do what the prophet tells him to do, he still gets his healing. Now, in the next part of the story that doesn't appear in today's reading, Naaman, in gratitude, tries to shower Elisha with extravagant thank you gifts. But Elisha refuses them because this is not a transaction. God has healed Naaman as pure gift. When Naaman's gifts are refused, he ends up asking instead for the prophet to give him 2 cartloads of dirt. Dirt from Israel that he can take home and spread out and kneel down to thank Israel's God for his healing. And he asks one other thing. He says, "Please tell your God not to hold it against me when I go into the temple with my king to pray to his God." So you see, it's not a transaction. It's gift. Now back to the leper who's been healed. Here's something else that happens to this man when he turns in genuine gratitude to God. Jesus says to him then, "Your faith has made you well." Now what does that word faith mean? We've talked about this before. Faith for Jesus is not a set of intellectual beliefs about who God is. It's not agreeing to a set of statements that somebody has told you you have to believe about God. Faith is not performing the right religious rituals. Faith in this story is shown as stopping and suddenly noticing how good God is. Turning around and paying attention to the amazing things that God has done for you and acknowledging God as the source of those. And then with deep gratitude, telling others what you've experienced and what you have received. Too often, we're like the other 9 lepers, though, rushing on our way without stopping to think about just how good God has been. We get our gifts, but like kids on Christmas morning, we don't stop to acknowledge the relationship with the one who's given them to us. Faith is that relationship of gratitude to the giver of every good gift. And when Jesus says, "Your faith has made you well," that's really not the best translation of that word. We hear "well" and we think only of physical healing. But that can't be what it's referring to because all 10 lepers were cured, not just this man. The word in Greek, while it can refer to physical healing, actually carries the much deeper meaning of wholeness. So Jesus is saying to the man, "Your realization and your gratitude has made you whole." And wholeness is something that is entirely independent of cure. It completes our healing. True wholeness comes when we turn back around and give God thanks and praise for God's goodness to us. It is part of the gift. The gratitude is where we find a second blessing. You know, from beginning to end in our worship liturgy, we give thanks. The very purpose of our gathering for worship is to cause us to stop in our tracks and recognize what God has done, and to say thank you, not because it butters God up, but because it does us good to say it. And it builds our relationship with God the giver. In thankful response to God's giving and God's wholeness and healing, we come to this table, to the Eucharist. Eucharist is not just a fancy noun to name Holy Communion. It's actually from a verb. The same verb that is used in this passage to describe that healed leper as he casts himself down at Jesus' feet. It means to thank. When we come to this table, we're like the leper who realizes the astonishing gift he's been given and turns around and comes back praising God and thanking Jesus for the awesome thing he has done. We come to this table saying, thank you, thank you, thank you. I begin the Eucharistic prayer with the great thanksgiving, with the recounting of God's mighty acts in history, God's amazing gifts to us, and then the thanks just keep piling up until they overflow. But our grateful prayers to God are a response to what God has done. They're not the cause of it. And our praise and gratitude don't have to be nearly as fancy as the prayers we pray here. I love the writer Anne Lamott. She says that she has two favorite prayers. In the morning, she prays, "Help me, help me, help me." And in the evening, she stops and looks back at her day and says, thank you, thank you, thank you. So as we continue through this time of worship, let's open our hearts in gratitude and love for all that God has done for us and for all of creation. And when we say our words of thanks, let's say them as fervently as that leper does lying at the feet of Jesus. So practice with me, dear children of God. What do you say? Thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen.
And thank you, Pastor Keith. And again, we welcome you to come join us for our Sunday service each week at 10:30. The Emmanuel Lutheran Church is located at the southeast corner of Sherman and Lake in downtown Evanston. Thanks for listening.